Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They're bringing back Nate Sudfeld? Huh? Okay. I'm at a loss. I found out right before the break. I'm at a total loss. Because Brad Holmes did something that nobody ever does. He tipped his hand in free agency. And he basically said, we don't want that guy. I'm shocked. Unless it was what could it possibly be? A ploy all along to throw people off the scent?
This can't be it. I don't believe this is it. They have to still bring somebody in there, somebody else in there for
a
competition.
Real backup.
Well, or just someone to compete for the backup job, because Sudfeld could get better and win it, right? You can't leave that. You can't completely shut that door, although it's close to being shut. But I do have the cup, by the way, you're referring to as when Brad Holmes was asked about drafting a quarterback in the backup quarterback position.
Okay, so this was on NFL Network, wasn't it? A few weeks ago, free agency is getting ready to start.
I'm sorry, it was CBS Sports.
CBS Sports, my bad. Sorry, CBS. All right, so this is publicly. This is what Brad Holmes said about the backup quarterback spot publicly earlier this offseason. So you say, we like Jared, but we don't have a lot behind him. You're bringing back the not a lot behind him. Huh? I need to take deep breaths.
Doug, do you think this is more or less likely the Lions draft a quarterback?
I don't know. Because, I mean, ask San Francisco how happy they were to have quality backup quarterback play. A one, a two, a three quarterbacks. Detroit is playing for something next year. The GM himself. God, I feel bad for Nate Sudfeld. Like, I don't want to MF Nate Sudfeld. But when the GM himself comes out and says, we don't have a lot behind him, kind of confirms what a lot of people thought, is that they don't have a lot behind him. And you'd never hear... You never hear that kind of, you rarely hear that kind of honesty. And they're bringing him back. Now, okay, this is where I got to be open-minded and take some breaths. Because I'm getting worked up. They need a veteran, right? They need a veteran backup quarterback that can win you a game on a Sunday, that can move the chains, that can not hurt you. So I guess the more I think about this, the more I think they're not drafting a quarterback. Now, this contract, we got to see the numbers. It's possible this could be the football equivalent of an NBA 10-day contract. Right? This could just be a very easy to cut them. Otherwise, it feels like potentially a waste of money.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure this has to be, hey, we own his rights, but we can let him go at any time without any cost. Remember when the Packers moved up and drafted Jordan Love? I know Aaron Rodgers remembers that day.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
But Jordan Love was not the backup quarterback that year. I believe Tim Boyle was, actually.
Right.
So maybe Sudfeld's just the Tim Boyle right now, and they go get their quarterback in the first or second round, or things, you know, Teddy Bridgewater finally, you know, says, hey, I've waited long enough. I don't like the market where it's at. I think the Lions are the best spot for me. I don't know. I'm using Bridgewater because he's one of the better names out there still, right?
Yeah.
I think the Sudfeld thing is just, hey, we got a quarterback on the roster besides Goff. There will be others.
The Lions tweet out, welcome back, Nate. Colton Pouncey, insider for The Athletic. Did you see what he tweeted right afterwards, Kang?
No.
Starting to feel like the Lions are going to draft a quarterback.
Because no one believes in Nate Sudfeld, right?
Yeah, but if you don't believe in Nate Sudfeld, why even bring him back? B, if Goff gets hurt, I still think Sudfeld will probably give them a better chance to win a game on a Sunday than a rookie. And I don't think the chances are going to be great. I don't know, man. I mean, this is a plot twist I did not expect. And I guess we got to wait for it to play out.
Get on board the Anthony Richardson train.
Yeah, but why would they draft a quarterback that's a project? Because this tells me there's no way in hell they're going to draft Anthony Richardson.
Really?
Yeah, because...
So that means Hendon Hooker too then?
No, because it's not going to be Hendon Hooker either, because whoever they draft has to be able to compete with Nate Sudfeld to play as the number two quarterback, right?
I keep going back to the... I know Goff isn't Rodgers, but he essentially is to this team. He's the lock-in number one quarterback without a doubt next year. So... Sudfeld is their Tim Boyle, and whoever they draft is their Jordan Love.
Okay, but if there's any cumbersome cap ramifications of this, like I don't expect it to be for a lot of money. I expect it to be for, but if it's, I don't want them to waste any cap space. If they just say, we can cut them anyway. .248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Surprising news. Spartan fans, you still want to sound off. Go for it. But this just in, Nate Sudfeld re-signs with Detroit. Andy in Fowlerville. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Okay.
I think this is all a smokescreen. I think that somebody else is going to fall. But I also believe that Hendon Hooker is going to get taken by the Lions with the first pick in the second round. And he's going to be there, you know, stash and develop. Because he said, it's either find someone in free agency or develop something. And I think Hendon Hooker is a perfect developmental. He's got all the skills, just got to make sure he's back up to health.
I guess I'm just not sure that Nate Sudfeld qualifies as find something in free agency when the beginning of the soundbite was, we don't have a lot behind Jared Goff.
I know, but what if... Don't you think there's going to be other quarterbacks available? The closer we get towards training camp, and that, there might be some trades going on. They might have to even trade for a veteran backup.
Do I think that's going to happen? I hope that's going to happen. I hope that's going to happen. So, you know, I guess I want to see how this contract is structured, because if it comes with no long-term cap ramifications, fine. I find this very curious after everything he said.
Well, what does he make? He doesn't make.
I don't know what he signed for. I haven't seen. Kang, have we seen a total yet on this contract?
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a short-term deal. But I guess the flare that Brad Holmes sent out was a flare that said Sudfeld isn't enough. Why bring him back?
this contract's going to be nothing. I mean, think about the contracts they're already given to players that are going to definitely make the team. Those contracts, they can get out from. This Sudfeld thing, I think it's just another quarterback in the room to compete with whoever else they bring in, whether it's through the draft or another free agent quarterback.
Okay, but so what is Nate Sudfeld's role in the NFL? Second-string quarterback or third-string quarterback?
Yes, one of the two.
Yeah. We sure it's a second-string quarterback?
No, that's why he better not be the only quarterback back there.
Yeah, but a rookie, which let's face it, the rookies that are most likely to be able to play right away and win a game are named C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. So I've checked. I don't think they're going to be on the board at six. So whatever rookie you bring in is probably a development guy. So I feel like the Lions have Jared Goff, no backup, a third stringer, and could draft a third stringer. Am I wrong?
I'm going to bring up a name that no one ever brings up. I bring up Richardson, and we all know about Young and Stroud, but Will Levis, right? It seems like no one here even wants to think about him. What if the Lions like Will Levis? Would you at least say Will Levis is more ready to be a player in the league next year than Richardson?
I will feel a lot better if the Lions draft Will Levis and sit down and tell us what they saw. Because they're not going to sit down right now and give us the full scouting report and why they love Will Levis, right?
But what if they think he's good enough to compete for the backup quarterback in his rookie year?
Then I want to hear that. You're right. Then I want to hear that. I don't believe that right now. Do you?
I mean, it's definitely possible because look at around the league where guys have drafted second to sixth round quarterbacks that have ended up being backups right away. Look at the Patriots seem to do it all the time, right? Wasn't Garoppolo and whoever they drafted, Brissett, whatever, just they become backups right away.
248-539-9797. Curious? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.